Fellow deputies, now on behalf of the State Council, I will report to you on the work of the government for your deliberation and approval, and also for comments from members of the National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference. 1. A review of our work in 2023 was the first year of fully implementing the guiding principles from the 20th National Congress of the Communist Party of China. It was also this government's first year to perform its duty in accordance with the law. In the face of a complex international environment and the challenging task of advancing reform development and ensuring stability at home, the Party Central Committee with Comrade Xi Jinping at its core brought together the Chinese people of all ethnic groups and led them in withstanding external pressures and overcoming internal difficulties with dedicated efforts. We secured a major decisive victory in the fight against COVID-19. The main goals and tasks for economic and social development in 2023 were accomplished. We made steady progress in pursuing high-quality development and maintained overall social stability and made social advances in building a modern socialist country in all respects. Overall economic recovery and growth were boosted. China's GDP surpassed 126 trillion yuan. An increase of 5.2%, ranking China among the fastest growing major economies in the world. A total of 12.44 million urban jobs were added, and the average surveyed urban unemployment rate stood at 5.2%. The CPI rose by 0.2%. A basic equilibrium was maintained in the balance of payments. Significant progress was made in building a modernized industrial system, and a number of world-class innovations were made in major industries. C919, a homemade airliner, went into commercial operation, and a domestically built large cruise ship was delivered. And China accounted for over 60% of global economic vehicle output and sales. New breakthroughs were made in science and technological innovation, and we achieved fruitful results in developing core technologies in key fields. Substantial progress were made in science and technology R&D, such as aircraft engines, gas turbines, and force generator nuclear power units. A steam of innovation emerged in frontier areas such as AI and quantum technology. Reform and opening up were deepened. The latest round of institutional reform at the central government level was generally completed. We stepped up efforts to build a unified national market and launched an initiative to deepen and upgrade the state-owned enterprises reform and adopted policy to spur the growth of the private sector. The global market share of China's export remained stable, the mix of utilized foreign investment was improved, and China continued to gain greater international influence and appeal. The foundations for secure development were further consolidated. Grain output reached a record of 695 million metric tons. The supply of energy and resources remained stable. China's important industrial supply chains became more self-supporting. Steady progress was made in diffusing major economic and financial risks. The environment saw steady improvements. Thanks to further steps to prevent and control pollution, the discharge of major pollutants continued to fall. And China's installed renewable energy capacity surpassed its thermal power capacity for the first time in history. and China accounted for over half of newly installed renewable energy capacity around the world. People's well-being was ensured. Per capita disposable income of residents increased by 6.1%. The gains of poverty elimination were consolidated, and the people there also increased by 8.4% their per capita income. And we also increased the subsidies for compulsory education, basic old age insurance. Over 66 million taxpayers benefited from an increase in the special additional deduction for industrial income tax. We redoubled efforts to renovate old urban residence compounds and benefiting over 10 million households. Looking back at 2023, we can see that as we face an array of interwoven difficulties and challenges, China's economy also did not come easily. Globally, the economic recovery was sluggish, and the external environment exerted a more adverse impact on China's development. Domestically, many difficulties facing our economic recovery and development had yet to be resolved, while deep-seated, long-standing issues became more pronounced. Many new developments and problems emerged. The policies and work also faced more dilemmas. However, thanks to the concerted efforts of the entire nation, we accomplished the year's development goals and embraced positive changes on many fronts. It shows again that under the strong leadership of the CPC Central Committee with Comrade Xi Jinping at its core, the Chinese people have the courage, vision, and strength to meet any challenge and overcome any obstacle. There is no doubt that in pursuing development, China will continue to surge ahead, cleave mighty waves, and advance toward a great future. Last year, we thoughtfully studied and implemented the guiding principles from the Party Central Committee, and we have done the following. First, we strengthened the macro regulation and promoted steady economic recovery and growth. In light of grave challenges and the particular condition of the post-COVID economic recovery, we took coordinated steps to ensure stable growth and sustain its momentum and give priority to consolidating the foundations of the economy. We ensure the proper policies on macroeconomy and also to introduce the timely policies. Fiscal policy also continued to intensify it, and macro policy were implemented in a targeted, effective way. We also introduced the policies to promote the industries such as automobiles and other big ticket items. We also fully leveraged the role of the government investment and also introduced the policies to improve local government debts, and also we ensure no systematic risks arose. Second, we promoted industrial upgrading through innovation and gained new momentum for coordinated urban, rural, and regional development. We step up efforts to implement major science and technology programs to build China's strength in strategic science and technology. We also promoted a new industrialization. We also supported the advanced manufacturing and also to further promote a new urbanization. And the share of permanent urban residents in the total population rose to 66.2%. And we have seen a further progress made in the rural revitalization. We have seen new initiatives were launched in this regard. Third, we deepened reform, expanded opening up, and continue to improve the business environment. A number of policies and regulations that impeded fair competition were abolished. We adopted separate policies on supporting the development of SOEs, private enterprises, and foreign-funded enterprises. And we launched the special initiatives to settle overdue payments owed to enterprises. We further improved the policies to promote foreign investment and also achieved rapid growth in trade and investment with our BRI partners. Fourth, we step up efforts to protect and improve the environment and accelerated the transition to a model of green development. We continued efforts to keep the skies blue, waters clear, and lands clean. We continue to promote the policies and support development of green and low-carbon industries. And we continue to build a first group of cities and industrial parks practicing peaking carbon emissions. Fifth, we made every effort to ensure public well-being and advance development of social programs. We support the key groups to finding jobs, including graduates, and we intensified measures to deal with the Class B infectious disease in COVID response, and we also effectively deal with the Haihe River Basin and other basins' major floods, and carry out rescue and relief operation in the earthquake heat region. And we have also successfully held the 2021 FSU World University Games in Chengdu and 19th Asia Games. Six, we work to improve government performance across the board and redouble efforts to enhance government. We were firmly upholding the authority of the CPC Central Committee with Comrade Xi Jinping at its core and decentralized unified leadership, and also be the good practitioners in implementing all the decisions and plans of the Party Central Committee. We improved and enhanced the government's capacity to perform its duties in all areas. We submitted 10 legislative proposals to the Standing Committee of the MPC for deliberation, formulated or revised 25 sets of administrative regulations, and we handled with full attention suggestions and proposals from MPC deputies and CPPCC members. We put a great emphasis on the safety production, and we have seen the new progress made in building a peaceful China. In 2023, we advanced major country diplomacy with Chinese characteristics on all fronts. President Xi Jinping and other party and state leaders visited many countries and attended meetings such as BRICS Summit, the 30th APEC Economic Leaders Meeting, and other major bilateral multilateral conference. We also hold the China Central Asia Summit and the third BRF and other major diplomatic events at home. We promoted the building of a human community with a shared future and strive to put into action the Global Development Initiative, the Global Security Initiative, and the Global Civilization Initiative. With these efforts, China has made important contribution to global peace and development. Fellow deputies, with all our achievements in 2023, to General Secretary Xi Jinping, who is at the helm charting the course, to the sound guidance of Xi Jinping's thought on socialism with Chinese characteristics for a new era, to the strong leadership of the Party Central Committee with Comrade Xi Jinping at its core, and to the concerted efforts of the whole party, the armed forces, and Chinese people of all ethnic groups. On behalf of the State Council, I express sincere gratitude to all our people and to all other political parties, people's organizations, and public figures from all sectors of society. I express heartfelt appreciation to our fellow countrymen and women in the Hong Kong and Macau special administrative regions in Taiwan and overseas. I also express heartfelt thanks to the governments of other countries, international organizations, and friends across the world who have shown understanding and support for us in China as we pursue modernization. While recognizing our achievements, we are keenly aware of problems and challenges that will confront us. The global economic strengths lack steam, and also the external environment is more complex, severe, and uncertain. And the growth at home is not solid enough, and the expectation is low, and many a small and medium-sized enterprises face difficulties in their operation. And we have seen the pressures from overall job creation and employment problems, and they also weak links for us to further enhance. And there is room for the government to improve its work. A pointless formality and the bureaucratism remain acute. Some reform development steps have yet to fully implement it. We should face these challenges squarely and make every effort to deliver, do our utmost to live up to expectation and trust of the people.
2024年